You're listening to the Cinemaphile Podcast with Andrew Shearer, brought to you by OnlineAthens.com.
Thank you for listening to Cinemaphile Podcast. I'm Andrew Shearer, and I'm here with my daughter, who is 7 years old.
Yep, I'm seven.
And we are going to talk about a movie that you asked to watch last night, and I was very surprised that you wanted to see it.
Yeah, it kind of made me at the end a little teary, but I don't know, no problems. Just a little sad at the end.
Yeah, it was a little sad at the end. So we're going to talk about the movie The Monster Squad, and it was made in 1987 when I was 10 years old was when I saw it.
I wasn't even born yet.
No, you weren't.
No, I was born when you were grown up.
That's right. That's
true. Yeah, I was with my mom.
But you have always been interested in movies that are spooky and scary, and you often will go through our movie collection at home and ask me about movies that are scary. And a lot of times, what do I say when you say that you want to watch them? I say, no, too scary, wait till you're older, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I know, I'm a little disappointed about Chucky, but in Chucky, and like, whenever, like, the bride of Chucky, that's kind of too scary, because, like, too scary for me, but when I get older, I know I'll see it.
Like, what's the first scary movie that you want to watch when you get old enough to watch really scary stuff? What's the first one you want to see?
Well, I mean, when I get older, I might be interested in Freddy, maybe A Nightmare on Elm Street, maybe. But I, after I get older, it's The Bride of Chucky. Yeah. That's the first one because it has Tiffany. I don't think I like the one just with Chucky because I like Tiffany more.
Yeah.
You like Tiffany more too.
I do. Those are the ones I
have, like
the most.
One of my dad's friends, she was about to move into an apartment, so she gave me, she still has a Chucky doll, but she from The Bride of Chucky, she gave me the Tiffany doll. I wanted one.
That's right, you have a Tiffany doll that's the same size as the one in the movie, and apparently not creepy to you, but she doesn't stay in your room, does she?
Oh, no, that's why it didn't stay in my room, because it'll creep me out. I always get creeped out. It's like, I ain't get nothing creepy in my room.
Yeah, because late at night you would probably start, you know, looking at it a little different than you do during the day, probably.
Oh, I always, it's just my, like, it's looking different. It looks a little bit scarier. It's like, it looks more scarier. Is it a goat? I keep thinking I should just wait and just turn the light on and just move it somewhere else.
Yeah. That's good where it is, I think.
Yeah, it's in the library where I keep lots of our crafty stuff.
So we watched the trailer first for Monster Squad.
I liked it.
And that was your idea. And we saw a few other movie trailers, and you said you wanted to see The Monster Squad. Why did you want to watch The Monster Squad?
Well, because I just thought it was interesting because it had Dracula, and I didn't know it had Frankenstein. I just had Dracula, but I didn't know it had, like, Frankenstein and the Wolfman and Printer from the Black Lagoon and the Mummy. Well, Daddy, you have all those movies, right?
Separate. Yeah, we do. We have the Universal Monsters movies, but
you have, like, Creature from Black Lagoon and Dracula's Castle and stuff, Dracula. And there's in the Wolfman, Mummy, and Frankenstein. There's also in Frankenstein, they have other movies in the collection. So the Mummy, it has other movies, and it also has, like, the, I think it's something else.
No, it has the Curse of the Mummy and the... Oh, you're thinking about the Invisible Man collection.
Yeah, because there's an Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That one's really funny.
Also, so Frankenstein just has Frankenstein. Also, one of them is the Bride of... The Bride of Frankenstein. The Bride of Frankenstein, because... So, yeah, it's just one... Let's talk about that, because I actually think he was just so happy. He pulled her hand and, like, yes, he screamed, of course. Why did he was so excited he pulled her hand. That's not very nice to, if you first meet someone, you can't just pull somebody's hand.
Yeah, so how did the bride react when Frankenstein monster pulled her hand in Bride of Frankenstein, and she...
She's like, yes, he screamed.
Yep,
he screamed.
He blew it, didn't he?
Yep, he blew it.
He blew it.
Why did he do that? I don't know.
I don't know. What do you know about Bride of Frankenstein? What's the... Do you remember who plays the Bride of Frankenstein?
So, it's like... Elsa Lanchester.
Elsa Lanchester?
Yeah.
She's really super cool.
Yeah, I also one of her, because I like her so much, it's also part of her name, Elsa from Frozen, remember?
Right.
We talked about Frozen, so we saw, have you seen Frozen 2 yet? You probably have, because Frozen 2 is really, really good.
It is. I like
it. Probably, a lot of sense, a lot of people like it, probably, I think they're going to make a Frozen 3.
Yeah, I think they will.
Do you think so?
I do think so.
Yep.
Well, now we need to talk about the Monster Squad. Before we talk about what did we think of the movie, we should talk about what is the story of Monster Squad. So it begins in Transylvania or something like that, and it shows Dracula's castle and who is the hero originally, who comes to destroy Dracula. Abraham Van...
Helsing.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Van Helsing.
So the beginning of the movie shows Van Helsing and all of his crew there, and they've got just a very small amount of time to destroy all the monsters and send them in the portal, right? But the portal opens, and things don't go right.
And that's a long time ago, and there's also only the person who can do the spell is a girl, not a boy.
Yep.
So it was a teenager girl, I think, that reads the words, but it's not in English, is it?
No, it's German.
It's German, so she reads it, but they run out of time, and everyone, it falls into the portal.
Yeah, and so it changes then to 100 years later.
Yep.
And this boy's mom finds Van Helsing's diary at a book sale or something, and she gives it to him. And it just so happens that right when he gets the book, somebody has come back and come to their town.
It's probably like Dracula.
That's right. And remember on the airplane, this coffin was there?
Yeah, his coffin, and he was...
And Frankenstein was also in a box, right?
Yeah, but he fell out. He fell out of the helicopter, and he fell into the river. So Dracula came to save him. So the creature from the Black Lagoon picked up the box for him. And, of course, they got... Where was the mummy?
The mummy escaped from the museum.
And also, where did they find the city werewolf?
The wolf man was at the police station, and he was telling them to put him in jail because a full moon was out, and he was going to turn into a werewolf. But they didn't believe him, and then next thing you know, werewolf, he changes, and he gets out.
Yep, and... Of course, then all of the monsters are together.
That's right. Now, the Monster Squad is a boy and his friends from school, but what about his little sister? Does he want to let her into the Monster Squad?
No.
Why does he not want her in his club?
Because he thinks that she's too young and she's a girl.
Yep. Do you think that was right or wrong of him to do?
Wrong. Because he also saved the day, even though it was a really sad part. Is Frankenstein, he didn't think Frankenstein was scary, but he had to go, and he wanted to go home, so they let him go home. He was sad. Also, she had a little, dog buddy that she gave him.
Yeah.
It was cute.
It was sweet because, Dracula tells Frankenstein, because all the monsters work for him. Dracula's the boss.
Yeah.
He tells the Frankenstein monster, he's like, go get Van Helsing's diary from these kids, and if they won't give it to you, you're going to kill them. And Frankenstein, does he want to hurt people, or is he a good monster?
He's a good monster. He don't want to hurt anyone. Well,
so what does he do instead? He becomes friends with who?
Well, he becomes friends with that little girl.
That's right. Is she afraid of him or no?
He says no. Are we talking about that?
Yeah. And so they teach Frankenstein how to talk and everything.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And so they find out they got one night and they have to find the special amulet from 100 years ago, and they have to get it before Dracula destroys it, because if Dracula destroys it, the monsters will stay forever. But so the heroes have to retrieve it. Did you think it was exciting watching the adventure?
Oh, yeah.
Was there any parts you thought were really cool or funny or interesting? I liked when the mummy jumped on the car. You remember what happened when the mummy jumped on the car?
Oh, yeah. So one of the persons who's in the Monster Club, he is the...
The dog bit the wrapping. Pete.
Yep, one of the characters in the Monster Club, see, he had an arrow, and he tied an arrow to the wrapping and drove it at a tree, and tied it in a tree, and the arrow went to the tree, and then he started unrattling. All he left was his skull, piece of his skull, so probably the car ran over it and it beat us.
Yep.
So he turned to dust.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. Now they... So in class, they made silver bullets for the Wolfman. So they got the Wolfman to use silver bullets.
That's right, because the police couldn't... The police kept shooting the monsters thinking that the regular weapons would destroy the monsters. But did the regular weapons work on the monsters?
Nope, but the silver bullets did.
Did you think it was too scary or too... bloody, or was it? What did you think?
Because
we were watching it at nighttime, like right before bed, we watched it.
It was really like bloody. Like I think it was like a little too much bloody, but I don't care if it's bloody or not. It's cool. It's just, I think it's just so cool, and it's like I always liked a team, a show of a team.
Yeah. So who was your favorite monster? I have my idea of who it was.
Well, I like
Frankenstein.
I also really like Bride of Frankenstein too, but he wasn't in it.
Now, what would you think if they made a new monster squad and there was a girl team instead? Would you like that more?
Yep, I would like that more. And also, what if they had more monsters? They had Frankenstein and Mummy and Dracula and Wolfman and Creature from Black Lagoon. And they added Bride of Frankenstein to it. I would like it more if they added Bride of Frankenstein to it.
Yeah?
Because I love Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, so would she be good or would she be evil, though?
She would be good. She'll probably try being nice and eat good like a Frankenstein.
Yeah, and help the team?
Yep, she'll probably help the team. And probably Frankenstein would be with her, probably.
Yeah. But the other night when we watched X-Men, you told me you didn't want to see the rest of it because it was too bloody, right?
Yeah. Ugh, so bloody. This is too much blood. This one doesn't have very much blood, I think.
No, I think Monster Squad was made for kids and X-Men was not made for kids.
No.
Yeah.
This is too bloody for kids, they not.
Yeah, so if a kid was could watch Monster Squad, would you say they could watch Goosebumps Part 1 or Part 2?
No.
Why?
No way, because it creaked me out. It was just a show. It was just a show.
The show Goosebumps is scarier than the movies. But are the movies scary? We saw both of those in the theater, and you didn't think they were too scary.
It's a little scary. It's like, oh, I can't get out of the theater now. I hate this movie.
Well, I remember asking you a lot of times when we were watching Goosebumps at the movies, I said, are you scared? Do you want to leave? And you said, I'm scared, but I don't want to leave. Like you said, it was scaring you, but you wanted to stay. You remember that?
Yeah, I was just trying to be brave. Whoa! Yep. And I just... yeah.
Well, do you think Monster Squad is okay for kids? Like, what age could watch Monster Squad? Do you think a first grader could watch it? Or a kindergarten?
MS grade.
MS grade? Monster Squad grade?
Yeah. So it's going to be probably a first grader and second grader could watch it.
Okay. All right. Our next movie is...
Beetlejuice! Yes, Beetlejuice.
Now, this is a movie I saw when I was a kid.
Yes.
I was about maybe, I guess, 11 years old. 11 or 12.
So it's about these people that it's a husband and wife, and they and this person wants to sell their house because they think it's too big. Not enough for two people to live in there, but they don't want their house to be sold. And they went somewhere on the way back to went somewhere. They actually like crashed or someone, and this dog was like, this dog was holding them steady until it went away. And then they and their car fell into the water and they drowned. And then they were on the dead side. They were dead, but they're then they became the ghost. The living can't see the dead. Mm-hmm. So then their house was sold, and these people bought their house. They didn't want their house to be sold. They're trying to ask people so they can try to. They kept trying to scare them so they could get out of their house, but it didn't work.
No, what kind of ways did they try to scare him? What kind of things did they do?
Well, one time they would be creepy in this, one of the husband of the ghost, he can actually, he put his head off to be creepy, like a person that, that someone got his head cut off or something, but nothing will hurt them if they, like, they can, like, shape their head to be a different shape.
Oh, that was cool when they stretched their faces out and stuff.
Yeah.
That wasn't too scary?
No. Never. No. Ginger's never scared.
Mojo's messing up our recording. Mojo!
Sorry, that's your dog, but anyway.
All right. So, how do they meet Beetlejuice?
How they meet Beetlejuice? They say Beetlejuice's name 3 times.
Yep.
And then he will come out.
What kind of a guy is he?
He's a ghost too, but he's real weird. He used to work at. And where did he used to work at?
I guess he used to work for Juno, who helps ghosts out with being dead, helps them figure out how to live. And she says, do not call him, right?
Yeah, do not call him, but they didn't mean to. It's just they wanted him to try to help. Yep. But he's too, like, he actually didn't retire. He used to work for her, but anymore they kicked him out because he's too crazy.
Yeah. So what kind of crazy stuff did Beetlejuice do? Do you remember anything?
Well, he actually, like, when he met the wife, husband and wife, he like, kissed the husband and the wife, and he kissed the wife, and she was like, ew, get away from me.
Yeah, what does his mouth look like? Does it look like his breath would be bad?
Oh, yeah. And also, he's like, green hair that is all crazy, haven't been brushed, yucky hair.
Yeah. Remember when he turned into the snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too scary?
It ain't.
Okay. Well, what did you think of Beetlejuice movie? Is that now one of your new favorites?
Yes, it is. We'll watch it every year on Halloween.
Yeah. Do you remember what other movies the director made that did Beetlejuice?
She did Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. That was one.
What?
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, is that one you like?
Yes, it's Pee-wee.
That's got snakes in it too, right?
Oh, I thought the snake part was so funny when he saved it's the pets from the fire at the pet store. The last one he saved was the snakes. He like picked up the snake and he said, he picked up the snake and he said, I went on the ground. He fell on the ground holding the snake.
You've seen Edward Scissorhands a lot of times.
Oh, 100 million, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So is Beetlejuice okay for little kids to watch, or do you think it might be too scary for under 7 years old.
Well, babies can't watch it. Little kids can't watch it if they're scared of, like, one thing. I think little kids can't, like, actually, can't actually see it, babies and stuff. But yeah. 7 years old and, like, a teenager and other stuff, like, maybe a six-year-old could see it. It just matters that they're not scared of the movie. They're not scared.
Yeah, talk to your parents first about what's in it. And if you're watching it and you get scared, you can turn it off. Right?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like all of them. 5 stars. But I want to know even more if you... Did you like our recording? I really hope so.
They do.
Give us 100 hearts.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you for listening to our recording.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Thank you.